Welcome back to the Word for Life Radio Ministry of Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, Counseling Pastor and Senior Citizens Pastor. It's always a joy to have guests in our studio, and today is certainly a real joy. We had the opportunity to work with Joel Rosario as an intern at our church during the summer of 2012, and Joel is returning to Northland Baptist Bible College as a rising junior, and we wanted to just kind of pick his brain and see what it was like to be a student from a foreign country and just to see what God is teaching him during this entire process. Joel, welcome.
Well, thank you, Pastor Greg. It's a joy, privilege for me to be here today.
Thank you. Now, Joel, you and I just met 1st of June, and but had the opportunity to watch God be working in your life during the course of the summer. And I think, if I remember correctly, you met some members of a missions team that came from our church several years back. Tell us what the original contact was with you in Brookside.
Well, the summer of 2008 is when I was considering the ministry, but I wasn't very sure. And my church back in the Dominican Republic, they hosted a mission team from Brookside.
Okay.
And that's when Pastor Ken and a group of the people from Brookside came, and I met numbers of teenagers that summer that were about my age.
Okay.
And they made an impact in my life. That was my first impression from Brookside. Was there 15 people group
right
from the youth group.
Now, these are teenagers that prepare for maybe 6 months to go on missions trips. And would you say, Joel, that you saw something different in them than what you possibly had seen in other teenagers?
Yeah, well, you know, when you are about 15, 16, you expect people to be just like you. You know, just you think of life as a daily basis. You don't really think about future very much.
Right,
And you know, the Bible and Christian life is not really a priority in your life yet.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see something like that, what I saw in the life of people that were just my age,
right,
their focus and how passionate they were about the teaching of the Bible,
then right,
I could never forget that.
And so what I'm hearing you say is that you were challenged by this kind of teenage focus and charge, so to speak, and you began to say, wow, I wonder what that would be like.
Exactly. Well, you know, when you meet people and you expect them to be just like you, but then you see something different, there's always a question that runs through your head. You say, well, what is it that makes them different? You know, what is it that is causing them to be like that? And when I saw the love for God they had, as a teenager I was like, well, what is it that they're seeing in God that I'm not seeing?
Okay. Well, you know, Joel, there are numbers of young people who are listening to our broadcast and possibly getting ready for school this morning. And it could be that what you're sharing with them may be true in their lives. It could be that they could have that kind of an impact on the students in their school.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've seen, especially, you know, people finishing high school, about to go to college, is
right,
that we all have a lot of potential. You know, we all have a lot of potential to impact the lives of people your age, younger, older.
Right, right.
But sometimes we forget that potential is there, and we do nothing with it. And I feel like that's something that we should be looking for in our own lives. You know, what kind of things can I do
right
to impact someone? You know, you never know what can happen.
So these 15 teenagers came to the Dominican Republic. They probably had no clue of what was going on in your heart and your mind. You were watching them. You were amazed with their love for the Lord, their passion for Christ. So as they left and came back to Wisconsin, you had what, a couple of years left to go in high school?
I was about to start my junior year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So still had 2 years after they left.
Right. Did they come back then every summer?
Just a few of them came back.
Mm-hmm.
Not like it was only, you know, some of the pastor's kids came back.
Right, right.
But not the whole group. Not the whole group.
And I think, Joel, it's kind of set up that we have certain areas of mission trips like a first-year teenager would go to St. Vincent, second year would go to Dominican Republic, third year would go to some other field. So consequently, you probably wouldn't see many of the same young people. Did you see the same type of young person?
Yes. That was something that I was really excited about, because after they came in 2008, the following year they didn't come back. Brooks didn't come back. They came back 2010.
Okay.
So 2 years later, and instead of Pastor Ken, Pastor Rick and Pastor Steve came.
Sure.
The youth pastor and Hispanic pastor. They brought teams with them, and you saw the same thing. Just a lot of love, a lot of energy, and even though we're tired, we're still going to work because we're here to do a ministry. And that was something that it's always been something that I love about Brookside, because it's something that they try to show their young people.
Right.
And it works because the young people show that, you know, the mission field.
So you would say that those times with Brookside teens were probably a major influence on why you wanted to do an internship here.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, so at this point, then, you had just graduated from high school.
Well, the second trip, yeah, I graduated about like the beginning of July, and
right.
then they came 2 weeks after. So
okay.
This is right when before I was getting ready to go to Northland.
Right.
And, you know, those are tough weeks because you're about to not only leave for college, you're also leaving your country and your family. So they came back, you know, they came down, and it was a great, great experience. You know, it really helped me a lot.
Right.
Met a lot of people that when I came up, you know, they all welcomed me and helped me, you know, feel comfortable in the area.
Right. What's it like leaving your country? You're not able to go home on spring break or Thanksgiving holidays. What's it like to just be totally on your own like that?
You know, at first, I would say the first few months, I would say the first 3 months are very, you're just excited about being in a new place.
Okay.
You know, you're
okay.
looking around and you have no idea what is this and what is that, but you're just excited because you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the challenges start coming, you know, you get sick or you need money and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And because your family's not close, and you don't have someone to just go to on a weekend and say, hey, I'm going through this, can you help me out? It challenges your, you know, your character, even just the kind of response you tend to give when you're going through a trial.
Sure, yeah.
So it's a good experience. It's hard, you know, but you can definitely see God working. Because, you know, if you're not trusting Him for every single thing in your life, He's going to show you that you better trust Him.
So did you have some friends, Joel, that just began to direct you to God Himself for your encouragement?
Yeah, and at Northland, there were a few guys who knew some of my other friends who went there.
Okay.
And they saw me and, you know, and they helped me out. I think that even if you know people, I think the best thing for you, if you're looking for encouragement and even someone to challenge you, confront you, you got to be open. You got to be transparent with them. You got to say, you know, I'm going through this.
Okay.
Because sometimes I feel like if you don't open up, then no one's going to know what you're going through.
That is so true. You know, so many times, well, we go to church and we lie, you know, with the Christian lie. People say, well, how you doing? Oh, fine. You know, and we're lying through our teeth, you know, because
yep.
we're struggling. So what I'm hearing you say is when we are struggling, we need to go to people that we know God and could be an encouragement to us. But we've got to be open and transparent and maybe even ask them to pray for us and pray with us.
Yep. Well, you know, sometimes what ends up happening, if you're being too general, too broad about what you're going through,
sure.
you're talking to someone, well, you're going to get a broad answer, general answer. And so
right.
you're going to say thank you, but you're not really telling them what you're going through, so they're not really answering your question or,
right.
you know, or maybe not giving you the right answer because you're not really opening up to them. So that's something that I saw through those times. That was very, it was very encouraging to see how when I opened up, someone who loved God came to me and said, hey,
mm-hmm.
I went through that same thing. This is what I've seen God do in my life, and go from there.
And the Lord is directing you to have a ministry in the lives of other people. That is a very important lesson, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
For you to be able to share with them, this is what I went through. This is who God is. This is how God helped me. And you can be helped in the same way, but you have to be open and honest and simply say, this is what I'm struggling with.
Yep. Yeah, well, you know, I've seen now at Northern, we have students this year that are, they're from other countries too, and sometimes I see them struggling with something,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, maybe they're homesick, or
right.
or they're thinking through all this stuff, and now I can go to them and say, you know what, it's going to happen, man, but you have to know that God is here, and he is challenging you to trust him and go back to him and say, you know what, God, even though I'm away from home,
right,
I'm close to you, and I'm always going to be close to you.
Wow.
So, you know, so that's something that I've seen God do in my life. You know, he did it 2 years ago when I came as a freshman.
Right.
And now I'm a junior. I can see that I can help freshmen, sophomores. I mean, you have opportunities to help everyone because God uses your circumstances, you know, to change you and maybe to help others.
You know, I just preached a message on the childhood of Samuel. And here's a young boy, 3, going on 4 years old. His mom and dad bring him to the tabernacle and leave him there with Eli for a year. And the only time he sees his mom and dad is in their once a year trip back, and she brings him back a bigger tunic, you know. And so once a year he sees his family. You can imagine then the loneliness that Samuel went through. But it's amazing to watch Samuel grow in his relationship with the Lord. And would you say, Joel, that lonely times are designed by the Lord to teach you to not just fall back on friends, but to learn the best friend you can fall back on, and that's God himself?
I agree with that. I can tell you from experience that when you are, you know, you're lonely, you feel like you want to be home right now.
Right.
You will expect to have a friend next to you all the time,
mm-hmm.
but that's not always going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it might happen, but then some, your friends are also, you know, they're also humans just like you, so they can fail. You know, they can never be there. They will never be able to be there all the time. So God will come to you and say, if I'm to be your best friend,
right,
let's do it right now. You know,
right.
Let's get together and let's enjoy time.
Wow. Well, we've just barely gotten into our conversation. Our time is up, Joel. But some very important lessons have been brought out this morning. And I trust that you're listening to us. You'll be able to say, you know, God wants me to be transparent with the people at our church. God wants me to be open to their prayers and their counsel. But I have to be open to them and letting them know what I'm struggling with. And secondly, once you have gone through some difficult times, you can be like Joel and look for other people who are going through difficult times and be there for them. And that's basically the Christian life, isn't it, Joel?
It is.
To be there for them. So as you go about your daily activities today, why don't you look for some folks that are going through a tough time? You may not hear them say it, but you can listen to their voice, look at their expressions on their face, and then just offer to pray for them. And God will bless you and make you a blessing in their lives. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a great way.